Praise the Lord. There we are. There we are. First, I'd like to welcome the West family. Thank you all for coming today. They told me next time I'm preaching, they want to hear about it. They came all the way from Somerset, right? Science Hill, Somerset area. I met them at a funeral, believe it or not. Met this family and friends at a funeral home, and we got to talking about Jesus and got excited and almost had a running fit, not a funeral home. Yeah. Jesus is exciting to talk about. He's exciting to talk about, but glad y'all are here today. Be at home. Our senior pastor is not here. He's on vacation enjoying maybe life on the farm. I don't know. Kind of laid back. Ain't nothing but a country boy we can't hack. Yeah, that's a cowboy. He's a cowboy at heart. Before I go any further this morning, I'd like to have Adina Bailey come up and be a part of the service this morning. She's got some things that she would like to say. This is our homegrown Mexico missionary. And she's getting ready to go back to Mexico, and I wanted to give her an opportunity to share. The mic's right here. You're going to need the whole box.
Praise the Lord.
Thanks, George.
Yeah. I love you. This is my daughter, by the way. Adina Bailey. I'm a Smith, but she's a Bailey, but it doesn't matter. We're still kin.
I'm going to need those. I already know. I said, Mom, I'm going to cry this morning. That's why I didn't put any kind of eye makeup on. So I'm going to cry. First, just let me pray, because this is probably going to be really difficult, since I already feel like I'm going to cry. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this chance to just share how amazing you are, how faithful you are, and that you just love each one of us. I pray that you just speak through me and make it clear and make me slow down, because I get real nervous. In Jesus' name, amen. Most of you know me, and if you don't know me, you're getting ready to know me. I'm Adina. I live in Mexico. For the past 9 months, I get real nervous. Can you tell? I don't want to take it to home. I just want to get it done. It's really hard. Where's Tommy when you need him? Because he was real nervous the other day. He could relate. I've lived in Mexico the past 8 years. Ever since I finished college, I moved to Mexico. I'm there. I'm a missionary. I work at a children's orphanage. For you who do know me, sorry, you get to hear it again. I teach English, which is real funny because my accent's real bad since I've been home, and my English hasn't gotten any better. So I teach English, so you'll probably see a bunch of Mexican kids that speak like this, which is really fun. But I'm there. I'm in the state Tamaulipas, which is the furthest east border state of Texas. It's like in a car from here to there, it's 35 hours without stopping. And if you're at the border, it's 7 hours. So that just gives you some clue. The one you hear about in the news, that's probably where I'm at. And I'm going back. Lots of people say, oh, when are you going back? That was the best question, the worst question asked when I came home. When are you going back? I don't know. I do know now. I have a plane ticket. December 6th, I'm flying out of here. And Mom's going with me. So just for like a week and a half, I know. Would be way better if it was like forever. But no. So just pray. Mom and I are leaving December 6th out of Lexington. I don't even know where I'm flying out of. I just care where I land. So yeah, just be praying. It's going to be great. There's a retreat as soon as I get back that I'm translating for our staff at the home. So yeah, that's a little bit about if you don't know me. I live in Mexico. I love Mexicans. Love Mexican food, love kids, love Spanish, love Jesus. That would be number one. Thanks, Rock. So, yeah. And somebody who doesn't know me, or you just, like, I think it's weird because, like, Steve and Bonnie, you might not know them. Well, you do because you talk to me. But some people who have started going to church here, you might not know I even live in Mexico because I've been home so long. I've been here 9 months. This is going to be bad. Bless. I told you to do the Kleenexes. Now I can't find them. This is me, man. February with mom to take care of my grandma who's got dementia. She went really downhill real fast. So mom came and visited me in February, and I decided to fly back with her and didn't bring anything home because I thought it wouldn't last long. Thought it'd be about 2 weeks. I've been here 9 months. So that's all home. And thankfully, I'm going back. It's not going to be easy. So I definitely need your prayers. But it's what God wants. So God doesn't always make us do things that are easy. So yeah, think about it before you decide to follow him, because it's not always easy. But it's worth it. More than worth it. So yeah, I came home in February. My grandma and I are best buddies, even if she doesn't know who I am. Gosh. I'm going to read a scripture in John 16:33, if I can see it, which I'm not sure I can right now. I can't. It says, the last part of it says, "You will have sufferings in this world. Be courageous. I have conquered the world." I think that's, it's not been easy, and God never said it would be easy, but he's with us, and he has the victory. So if I'm in him, I also have the victory. Like I said, it's been kind of crazy, very crazy. Probably the first few weeks I was home, I cried every Sunday. I don't think I even attended church. I attended the basement with Debbie, really. So it's probably been the hardest thing I've ever gone through. If you know anything about dementia, which I hope you don't, it sucks. But God's good. And I've learned a lot, and he's just great all the time. Even if things aren't great, God is good. And in Psalms 28:7, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart rejoices, and I praise him with my song." I thank God for the opportunity. That sounded real strong, it wasn't. I thank God for the opportunity that I was able to come home. The parents in Mexico were super supportive. They told me, go home, and they were actually like, "You're probably going to be there longer than you think." I was like, "Oh, no, I'm going back." And they were like, "Okay, just what if it doesn't go as the way you planned?" And it didn't. But the opportunity has been amazing. I've learned lots of stuff, fun stuff, not fun stuff. But it's been great, and I really do appreciate all the encouragement from you all, the love, the support, everything, because it's not been easy. I usually come home, and it's like super fun for 3 weeks, and I go back home. This has been like super not fun, and I'm going back home. But it's been good. You're probably like, "What is wrong with this girl?" Especially you guys are like, "What is happening? You want to join? You got me, sorry." And I usually talk really fast so you'd hear George, but since I'm crying so much, it's... No, will you just chill, Bill? Shoo! I'm going to get through it, don't worry. Hold on. There's another verse in... First Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Give thanks in everything for God's will, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." So that's just what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try to give thanks and try to get through this without crying anymore. But it's not going to happen, so just forewarning. I could really stand here and tell you all the things bad that's happened, the things that's really just stunk. But I would rather tell you all the things that has happened that I can give thanks to God. This is a season of my life that's been really long. I feel like it's been forever. It hasn't. But I just want to encourage you, no matter what season you're going through, God's with you. God loves you. He's right there. He's not leaving you. Even if it feels like it, that he's not there, or he feels like you feel like he's just not present, he's there. He just loves you, and he's good all the time. So, I wrote a list. which was hilarious when I was writing it. I was like, some of this stuff is hilarious and you'll probably laugh. Or maybe it's just funny to me and you won't laugh. It doesn't matter. Of things I've just learned and things I've just realized, I should just give thanks to God instead of complaining about not being in Mexico. Because at first I just really, really wanted to be there. But that's not where I'm at. So, one more verse. It's in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It says, don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and your mind in Jesus Christ. And it's like crazy, the stuff that's going on, but I've got peace about it because I know God's with me. So I just want to share some things I've experienced in this season of my life. Because usually I come home and tell you all about Mexico and how great it is. And the people who saw me last week, I apologize in advance. Vance, Kay, and I don't know who else was George. George was like, I want you to put pictures. I was like, it's not happening. He was like, I want you to put videos. I was like, nope, can't give you videos of a place I haven't been in 9 months. And then I cried. It wasn't about videos. It was just about everything that's going on. George already knows that. So I can't really tell you an update about Mexico, how things are going. I am in contact with them every day. I still translate for them. We have communication through technology every day. But I can't tell you what I'm doing in Mexico because I'm not doing anything in Mexico, if that makes sense. So that's why this is a little different than usual. But here's some things I've experienced. Just short. I've experienced God's love, peace, and strength more than ever, ever, ever before. The power of prayer and the importance of the family of God. I've spent lots of quality time with family, and learned a lot about dementia. I've been able to translate for quite a few people, doctor's visits here locally, whatever. God's been able to use me since I know Spanish. I had to translate. So that's been really fun. Really fun. I've enjoyed it. I've been able to take care of my grandma, which includes lots of laughs and good memories. This is going to be rough. I've learned how to knit. It's boring. I wouldn't recommend it. It's not fun at all. Well, I've got tons of yarn. The whole closet's full. You don't even need yarn. I've seen your closet. Anybody who doesn't have yarn, we've got plenty. Mona doesn't need it though. I've been taught how to take a mouse off a trap by my grandmother. She saved it for me to teach me how to take it off. I don't care. That's disgusting. And she saves it every time for me. That's gross. I've learned how to watch for the cows at 4 o'clock. They always pass our house and go up to the other field. When it's 4 o'clock, they're there. That's what Grandma says. It's true. I've been able to wave at people that pass the street every day, even if they don't know us. My grandma thinks that's the funniest thing. And this will be good. I've learned the importance of gluing in your teeth in well and daily, every day. Because they will fall out if you don't. Oh, gosh. I've been able to do lots of things as I've been home. I've scrapbooked. I've created 4 English books for my classes in Mexico and all the activities. Learn how to cook for others. Any casserole, I gotcha. I know them all, I think. Your cauliflower thing is good, too. Yeah, learned how to cook, which I didn't know how to do anything. Let's be real. I've learned how to mow, and I love it. It's like the best thing in the world. Even better than that, those weed eating it. Yeah, that's awesome. Not your, like, 30-minute thing that stays powered. No, like that big weed eater thing. That's really fun. So I've learned a lot. You're like, what's wrong with her? I've learned how to use an electric drill. That's really fun, too. I've learned how to meal plan, grocery shop, how to clean concrete blocks, how to dig up trees, and I've just met some really amazing people through it all, and I've experienced an unexplainable peace through it all. God's good all the time, and all the time God is good. So I just want to encourage you to just give thanks in everything, not when things go your way or when it's going well. God's good, and he's got your back, and all the time. Thanks, Mona. So, yeah, I mean, even if it doesn't go the way you want it or it's planned out for you, it's better God's way. So, gosh, I'm not going to cry anymore. I don't really have anything else. Just thank you for all your love, all your support, and I'm going home. That's it.
But let's pray for her. Just stretch your hand in this direction and let's bless her. And Father, thank you for all those who are financially supporting Adina and helping her to be a missionary in Mexico. And Lord, we pray blessings upon those that are prayer supporting her and keeping her covered in prayer, Father, for I know it's a volatile country. And there's a lot of drug cartel that are there that are doing their thing, but Lord, you're bigger than they are, and the name of Jesus is more powerful than anything. And so, Lord, we just loose the glory of God round about her, and the power of the Holy Spirit would be rest mightily upon her. And Father, your word says it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So, Father, we loose angels to go before her and to make her path straight. And Father, that the angels of the Lord would surround her all the time and keep her safe and bring her home to us again safely in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray peace above all else, Father, that she's letting go and letting God. We thank you, Lord, for Adina, and we bless her today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 There's plenty over here. Nope. Over here, both sides, in the back. Not everywhere. I love you, Adina. Many tears have been shed at this, not just this pulpit, but all the pulpits of Community Church and around this altar. Tears of joy, tears of sadness. Just tears. And the scripture is very promising about the Lord bottling up our tears, taking care of us. He takes care of us in our times of need, in our times of want, even. He takes care of us, but he watches over us. He hovers over us, the scripture says, like the wings of a chicken covers the little chicks. Scripture says that the wings of the Lord, the feathers, he covers us with his feathers. You know, it's like, wow, God's got feathers? No, not feathers. Just as an example, God watches over us. Today, I want to talk to you briefly about the power of praise and worship. How important is praise and worship in our lives? And I'm going to just, basically, what I feel impressed of the Lord today, to do today, is I'm just going to read some scripture. Wow. Yeah, this is kind of new for me. I like to preach. Woo! Give them heaven. You know, not give them hell, give them heaven. There's enough hell out there. We experience that every day. I work in a nursing home, by the way. Dean, I understand 150% what you're going through. I see it on a daily basis. And I pray with numerous families who are dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all the other diseases that cripple the body, and not just the body, but the mind, and steal the personality and steal the person. It's the way the devil works, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that's why God has me at the nursing home, is to give life. I pray life. I pray for miracles. I pray for God's mighty hand to move. And before I got there, and I'm not bragging on anything about me, when I walked in the building, they said, "You got to be careful. We got demons up on the hill." They call it Heavenly Hill, and they said, we see people walking across the halls from hall one doorway to another, and there ain't nobody up there. You know, this crazy thing's happening, and I just started walking the halls and proclaiming Jesus to be Lord. Jesus is Lord over this place. Demons got to go. Power of darkness has got to go. I just started proclaiming Jesus Lord. Jesus is Lord over Heritage Hall, pleading the blood of Jesus over. And there ain't been any sighting in 3 years. It's amazing what the name of Jesus and how powerful the name of Jesus is to us. It's a weapon. It's a weapon. A weapon for us to use. Jesus said, "Anything you ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified." I want to talk to you about praise and worship. It's so important. In fact, it's the lifeblood of the church. Wow, that's strong, isn't it? How many of you leave here feeling built up, strengthened? You leave a church service, you might even get here at a church service and feel like, "Why did I come? Why am I here? Mama drugged me. That's why I'm here." That's what a lot of the kids say. And I used to feel that way too. I used to think, "Church? Ah, why church?" And the only time I went to church when I was a kid was when they had Vacation Bible School, because they had Little Debbie Cakes. And I love Little Debbie Cakes. So I went to Vacation Bible School for that. But I was telling the group the other night that that's how the Word of God got into me. That's how the Word of God got a hold of my life, was through Vacation Bible School and Little Debbie. Praise the Lord for Little Debbie. And now I got Little Debbie again. Praise the Lord. Believe it or not, that's how a lot of churches knew us, was Little Debbie and Curious George. Debbie would say, "I'm Little Debbie, this is Curious George." Never mind. We don't even go there. Power of praise and worship. How important is it to you? For the children of Israel, it was probably the most important tool that they had. The walls of Jericho fell because the children of Israel were obedient to God, and they praised and with a loud voice and the trumpet of God, and they just came unglued whenever God said, "Let it go. Just let it go." The trumpets sound and they shouted with loud voices and the walls fell. You think about that. God, the Spirit of God, rides on the wings of worship. He inhabits the praises of His people. The Holy Spirit comes and breathes and brings the will of God when we begin to praise. And we begin to worship God. We begin to get lost in His presence. Have you ever just gotten so lost in the presence of God that you just like, there ain't nobody else around, and it don't matter if there is anybody else around? Have you ever gotten that? You ever been there? Wow. Now that's a good place to be lost. Where the Spirit of God is so moving in and through you that all you do is stand and cry. That's powerful, because it's changing inside of you what's wrong and what the enemy has brought against you all week long, and the disease that's come against you. God is able to move in you because of praise and worship, because you choose to just let go and let God. That's a wonderful place to be. The psalmist David speaks so very much about praise. And I'm going to begin, and we're not going to be long, I promise you. We're going to close with a song that you're just going to sit and listen to. Psalms 148, and I'm just going to do some reading. I may expound briefly upon some of these verses because as the Lord leads. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. From the heavens. He's talking to the angels. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Can you imagine what heaven is going to be like? Woo! When you got thousands of ten thousands times ten thousands times millions times however many that the kingdom of God has within it that's going to be in heaven, it's going to be a lot more than 144,000. I can guarantee you that. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when all those voices are just echoing and singing the praises of God? Just sometimes here in the service here, the praises of God get so high that I know God is listening with a mighty ear. Oh, listen, those are my kids. Listen to my kids talking to me, singing about me, telling me how much they love. And when you start muttering under your voice how much you love Him, His ear is attuned to that. He listens to His children. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars and light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Even the rain. You think about that. You think about what's praising God. In fact, it's so powerful that God, Jesus even said, if you don't praise Him, that the rocks and stones are going to cry out. And I believe it was literal. I believe He meant it literal. If you don't praise Him, the rocks and stones will cry out. You ever thought about rocks being alive and having a voice? You ever taken two rocks and clang them together? They make a sound, don't they? The trees rustling in the wind, they make a sound. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded that they were created. For He commanded and they were created. He hath also stabilized them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons. That's what King James calls it. Dragons. What do some of the other versions say? I'm using King James. What? Sea creatures. Loch Ness Monster. Dragons. And all the deep. Fire and hail and snow and vapor. Stormy wind fulfill His word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all the cedars, beasts and all the cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. I don't think God's leaving anything out, do you? He's went from heavens to the earth to all of nature, and now He's talking to mankind. Let them praise His name of praise the name of the Lord, for the name is excellent. For His name is excellent. His glory is above the heavens and the earth, earth and heaven. He also exalts the horn of His people. The praise of all the saints and even the children of Israel, the people near to Him, Praise ye the Lord. You can't praise God enough. And I want you to see praise and worship as a weapon against your adversary. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But whenever we let go and begin to praise and honor and worship God, it becomes a weapon. And you're going to see that. Let's go to 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. I like singing in the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I enjoy singing in the Spirit and singing in tongues and singing in the Spirit. Just getting lost in God's presence. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him and that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in dance. Now we're getting into the hows. How can you praise the Lord? How can you let us praise him in dance? You know what? There ain't nothing like someone who's got good moves. Have you ever watched So You Think You Can Dance? Anybody ever watch that? Do you watch that? I absolutely love it. There ain't not. I think God enjoys it. Have you ever danced before the Lord? Psalmist David did, and his clothes fell off. He danced so hard and so vigorous in the presence of the Lord that his clothes fell off. That's what the Scripture says. And his wife got mad at him. Can you imagine why? Dance. Yes, I dance before the Lord. And I used to boogie the old way too, but I don't anymore. Let them sing praises unto him upon the timbrel and harp, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. God takes pleasure. He's not mad at you. He's not angry with you. God don't hate you. God loves you. I don't know anybody that would give their only begotten son except him. That's how much he loved you. And he's not about to throw punishment upon you. He loved you too much to punish you. In fact, the Scripture says that we are, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, says we are not appointed unto wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are appointed to obtain salvation. I'm going to keep that appointment. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. I used to sing old rock and roll songs. Now I sing praises to God. Do I listen to rock and roll? Yeah. I like the oldies. Anybody else? Be honest now. 70s? I like some of the 60s. Some of the 60s. Sitting on the dock of the bay. Otis Redding. I love his songs. There's a lot of good messages in some of the old songs. But buddy, whenever you get into praising the Lord, life changes take place. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises be in their mouth. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And the two-edged sword in their hand. This is talking about the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12 said there, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's able to pierce even to the soul of a man. Between the joint and the marrow, the Word of God is very discerning and will change your life. But the Word of God is used in praise and worship. And that's what this is talking about. Using the praise and worship, using the Word of God in praise and worship. That's what the Psalms were. They were like songs that David would sing and he would write them down. And they would, in fact, many of our modern worship songs come straight from book, chapter, and verse. Which, so there again, we are singing His Word. And Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. And those songs get in your spirit and get in your heart. And those songs will change you because they are the Word of God imparted unto us. The Scripture says that we are saved by that engrafted Word which changes our lives. We are changed by the Word of God. And that's why it's so important to sing the praises of His Word. Let His Word be a lamp under our feet and a light under our path. Listen to this. This is why we do this. This is why we sing the praises and let the high praises of God be a part of our life. You got to think spiritual with me now. I'm going to challenge you to think spiritual, not in the physical realm. I'm going to challenge you to think in the spiritual realm. To execute vengeance upon the heathen. We're laying in our bed singing praises unto God, and it says to execute vengeance upon the heathen. And punishment upon the people. Do you know that there is a people that are opposed, completely opposed to you as a Christian? If you don't believe me, watch the news. They are opposed to you living a Christian life and even having anything to do with God. But God says, just praise Him. For it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. These things get changed because we choose to praise God even in the midst of the turmoil that's going on in our nation. The turmoil that's going on not just our nation, but the world as a whole. If you look at what's going on in the world, it gets awful depressing, doesn't it? But we got hope. They have no hope. In fact, the Scripture says they are without hope, those who don't believe. We have hope. To bind the kings. You got to think spiritual with me now. To bind the kings with chains and the nobles with fetters. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. And spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the things that we are taking authority over and rendering powerless in our lives whenever we just get into God and start praising and worshiping God. Worship and praise are weapons that God has given us to war against the adversary. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. That's why it's so important. I want you to hear this. God doesn't need your worship. He doesn't need you to worship Him. You need to worship Him. You need to turn to God with your whole heart. Because it brings the presence of God into your life. It's for your benefit, not for His. He's got everything He needs. He doesn't need anything else. He's got it all. Jesus even said, he could call for a legion of angels and they'd deliver Him. Bless God. You think Jesus, He did this for us. That's why it's so important for us to enter into praise and worship. To execute upon them judgment. Wow. to bind the kings and with chains and their nobles in fetters, to execute upon them judgment. There is a judgment coming. But do you know that praise, Scripture says, praise stops the avenger? Well, who is the avenger? We know who it is. Praise steals. It actually uses the word steals. Makes him stand still. The avenger. It's for you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Where? In the church. Praise God in the sanctuary. In the heavens and His power of His power. The firmament, King James says firmament, but that means out there, the heavens. I don't know what some of your versions say. And what?
Mighty heavens.
Praise Him in the mighty heavens. King James says firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. How many of you ever had God do something for you? Do you get excited whenever God does something special in your life? I do. Makes me want to run, shout, dance. I get so excited sometimes I just get lost in His presence. I know you guys do. Praise Him for His mighty acts and praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him upon the cymbals, the timbrel and the dance. And praise Him with the stringed instruments. We do a lot of that around here, don't we? Do you know God gave these musicians and the instruments for His praise? Do you know most everybody that came into the rock and roll era came from a church? Most everybody who has gotten into the secular music came from church background. That always amazed me. The devil, bad devil. Praise Him with the loud cymbals and praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath, dogs, cats, chickens, people, usins. Let everything that hath breath, as a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Wow. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, not for His sake, but for yours. For yours, you're the one that benefits from entering into the praise of God and the worship and beginning to worship Him. Yes? And amen. When you get lost in the presence, when you just get lost in the presence of God, all the distractions fall away. People standing beside you, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who's watching. All your dignity sometimes goes out the window. It's for you. I have a song I'm going to close with. And I want you to just sit and listen. I just want you to hear this song. This song has challenged me in a way that no other song has ever challenged me. And I just want you to close, if you can, close your eyes. If you want to, if you don't, just listen to the words. Can you play that? Huh? Did we get that song? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I think this song is, I love praise and worship. I get lost every time I come into his presence. I just turn everybody else off and focus on Jesus. Well, here, we got that. Bring it here. Yeah. Bring it here. We got this. Roger, you may have to turn it up a little. Technology in its greatest form. We are getting a new sound system, so.
I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for pleasure. I forgot you're enough.
What else do we need?
Sorry.
Technology at its best. Well, man, they ain't gonna shut off. If that doesn't change you, nothing will. That's a life-changing experience, just getting caught up in His presence. What more do you need? You say, I need my finances. I'm behind on this or I'm behind on that. My health is not the best. I'm going through this or I'm going through that. This is happening in my life. And I don't understand why. I challenge you today, just get lost. He'll take care of it. He knows exactly what you have need of even before you ask. He'll take care of it. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He's more than enough. In everything that we face in life and everything that we have going on in our life, He's more than enough. Praise Him in the beauty of His holiness. Let's stand. If there's anyone here that does need prayer or need to be anointed with oil, I know Brother Rock's going to come up and we're going to, Vance and I are here. And if there's anyone else that would like to join us up here for prayer for Rock, he's battling a knee issue. If there's anyone else that would like to be anointed with oil and blessed and be prayed over, we also want to pray for Bonnie. I'd like for Steve to come up and we want to pray over Bonnie. She's going in for surgery tomorrow, so we're going to bless him. Bless them. Also want to continue to pray for Patty Lowe, who just had a stroke this morning. She's church family. She's home folk. Her and her husband both, Jeff. So remember them in prayer. And this afternoon, for those of you who are going to be a part of the Willows, we'll be praying for you. We'll be blessing you and covering you in prayer. So if you would, Vance, come on up. Anyone else that would like to lay hands with us on Rock? His wife's here. We're going to anoint him with oil and pray a prayer of faith. And then at that point, I'm going to ask Brother Steve to dismiss us this morning. And that way, you're free to go and we'll minister as that time goes.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May He make His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and lift your countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. You're dismissed.